Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is a gentleman we call the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, star of Hunter, Land's End, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, welcome to your show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Mike,
thanks.
Yeah, that says him.
Good to see you. Always good to see you. Just two mics here.
Yeah.
There's five mics.
Yeah, we got five mics. See a lot of microphones.
In the technological side of this,
we got a big show today. Retirement. We're going to talk about the Pro Bowl. We got a lot of things to talk about here, and the Super Bowl coming up. Fred? I haven't talked to you this week after the weekend. I thought the officiating was horrible in that Kansas City Cincinnati Bengals game. What were your thoughts there?
Well, I wouldn't keep it just at that game. I'd spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, I mean, I've The league has tolerated such abuse at the line of scrimmage. Gigantic panda bears that are wrestling with one another. And for me, and I don't speak for anyone else, I don't think anyone should have to feel the pressure of me convincing them how to think and see. But I'll tell you, I don't see much happening in the sport that I know so well.
Yeah, things have changed. It's like that game with Philadelphia and San Francisco, I missed the beginning of it, so all of a sudden I'm looking at that. I thought there's like 2.5 points separating this game, and then I realized not one but two quarterbacks were out. Poor San Francisco didn't have a chance.
Yeah, there's a thing here in our notes. I think you wanted to touch on it.
Yeah.
They're now going to go back to three quarterbacks.
Ready to go
and not penalize anybody, because to only have two quarterbacks in a game as valuable as this and have a quarterback go down and not be able to have someone to fill in is ridiculous, and it's almost punitive in its adjudication of how you decide who gets to play and who doesn't at that position.
Well, we're going to get your real opinions here when we come back, so stay with us. Quick break. Back with more. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer on CRN, the Championship Radio Network.
Belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. Three sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So continuing, Fred, with our opening there.
Yep.
That 49er Philly game, Eagle game, that was supposedly 2.5 points separating the two teams. After one quarterback is out after the first series of plays there, and Purdy can't throw more than 3 yards with the football, and then the other guy gets hit, he's out. So now they're saying that they want to change the rules so there should be, at least three quarterbacks.
Go I understand. Go back to three quarterbacks.
That's what they used to have, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's take care of this just before we get into this topic. I heard a rumor, and I know you didn't play quarterback, but they were desperately looking for somebody. Did the 49ers call you at home to see if you could come out to the stadium?
Yes, that's right.
All right. So let's move along then now here into the topic. So the old rules, when you played, you had three quarterbacks suited up, ready to go, right?
Yeah. We had a whole can of them. That was the joke. Open up another can of quarterbacks.
That could be a problem.
Like sardines, you know, you just turn the key and they pop right out.
Yeah. So they don't do that now. They only have two, so there's delays in games, and you got to be ready to go here. We've seen a lot of weird things this season. Guys having heart attacks on the field and getting hit and can't throw the football. You got to be ready to go and not penalize the other team. So I think this rule is going to go through quite quickly and get approved.
Well, we'll see. It's a bureaucratic, it's egos. I always ask myself, what genius decided to go back to two?
That's a good question.
Well, you're not going to get the answer to it because no one's going to step up. But you have to understand that these games, all of them, but certainly in the playoffs, are too valuable to speculate with the conjecture about how many quarterbacks is enough. If the 49ers had a roster of healthy quarterbacks, they would have three opportunities to correct this goof.
Yes.
And I know one thing. If I'm playing 17 games and we show up a quarterback short because of some sort of bureaucratic BS, then I'm kind of pissed about it.
Yeah, well, I am too. And we could get to the bottom of it, but understand that it was a classified NFL document, and it's in the trunk of Joe Biden's Corvette. But yeah. That's just a rumor. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would go with you
on that. We could go on that.
I'd go with you on that.
So I hope they change it around, because you really want to have a fair game going on. And look at the poor 49ers. I mean, they lost their starting quarterback. They lost their backup. Then Purdy comes in. He's there. Then they have a backup for him. And all of a sudden, they're looking around for a quarterback to suit up, and you don't have one. There's delays of game and a whole lot more. You should be ready to go no matter what. You got to get somebody out there to play quarterback. You might as well have somebody suited up, ready to go, who is a quarterback.
And I don't believe there was any demand from the mainstream sports media that would put this thing together and say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You've got two kickers.
Right.
Why don't you carry three quarterbacks? I mean, why are you shy about who on their vacation made that decision?
Yeah.
And so you wind up, trying to outsmart everybody by getting rid of and cutting your roster in places that you're really going to need extra people. I would carry an extra center, long snapper.
I agree with you.
I would carry three quarterbacks that can do anything you want them to do, and I would get a kicker and a field goal.
Yeah, have people ready to go. That's just the key to it. I mean, you're going to sit there and what? Have nobody there? And you're going to have to have somebody suit up anyway, and you're going to have a delay
a
game.
This is a stupid conversation to have with in light of the fact that we're dealing here with the Super Bowl, and we're dealing, with the AFC-NFC championship games.
Yeah, these are big games.
These are huge games.
Let me ask you a question. In your playing career, did you, on occasion, go through three quarterbacks in a game? I mean, did you have to use three of them?
No. Uh-uh.
So it's kind of a rarity, but you still got to be prepared.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there is times when you, during the regular season, that you go through two.
Yeah.
For whatever reason,
that's true.
Whether if it's an injury, or if it's by design,
right.
You want to maybe put the two quarterbacks into the fold, into the offensive game plan against some teams that you want to surprise,
So and you had that controversy for many years on the Rams, whether it was who's the starting quarterback, Vince Ferragamo or Pat Hayden.
Well, that's that the stupidity of the Rams in the 70s was that we never had a chance at getting our offense off the ground because we had coaches that didn't want to throw the ball.
Yeah.
They didn't want to throw. They just wanted to hand the ball off between the tackles and
let people run.
And that's what you have. That's what you get. You get, the six P's. Perfect practice prevents piss poor performance.
There you go.
There it is.
I like that perfect P.
Thanks
so
much.
Now, looking ahead to this next weekend here for the Super Bowl, who do you like, Philly or Kansas City?
I'm going with Philly.
I am too. I like Kansas City a lot. I just think Philly is kind of like their year. It's hard to recommend it totally since San Francisco had the quarterback disadvantage. But, Philadelphia is pretty solid, and they've got kind of momentum going for them, although Kansas City does too after beating Cincinnati, albeit on some weird calls.
They don't have the depth Philly has.
Yeah, as I agree with you on that. So that'll be an interesting game. We'll see. You and I have been in the playoffs. I think we've only missed two games. We were pretty much
10-2.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's for us. That's really good.
Well,
proud of ourselves on that. Now let's talk a little bit here, if we can, about Tom Brady. So the announcement comes out now. He did this, in 2020, was it, that he announced he was retiring, or was that 2022 he did that, and then he changed his mind. It was February 1st a year ago, and then he changed his mind, and he's back on quarterback. You think that's going to happen again?
No. He's gone now.
For sure.
Well, I mean, nothing's for
sure. I mean,
it's
going to look pretty strange, but the big talk was, hey, his parents live in San Francisco. San Francisco was his favorite team growing up over the years. They've got a good defense, which is what he needs. But then his age is against him, and we don't know what's going to be going on in his personal life. You think he's got a few issues still to take care of there. Is that correct?
Well, I would think so. I mean, this is not fun, you know, having your marriage be the final arbiter of your career.
Yeah.
That's not good. And we feel for him. I mean, he's got kids to consider. But, you know, if it comes down to, your children and your wife and your family life, what's he going to do? He might have to come up against the reality that I may have to quit a year, maybe two, prematurely. And that's okay if I can save my marriage.
Yeah. So you think he's going to try and save the marriage? You think
I don't know.
I think he's got a girlfriend now. I don't know.
Well, that doesn't mean.
I mean, who knows their personal business? None of our business.
So he's going to divorce his wife and marry this girl?
I mean, yeah, we could see. And maybe if he does and everything turns around, she says, I'd love to see you play football. Then, maybe he goes back out there again.
I'll marry you if you play football.
What about that?
How about that?
Because I just saw him in an interview. We have a lot of respect for Tom Brady. I always have loved him. And he said, look, they asked him a question like, you have so much to impart to a team. He goes, well, yes, that's true. He says, but on the other side, I'm always learning. He said, I always look at the other great Hall of Fame and quarterbacks and personnel that I play against, and I learn from them. He says, it's interesting every day. There's something new. There's something to learn. It's kind of like, if you really have an interest in your job, you're constantly drinking in more knowledge. Like a guy who loves wine goes and learns more, and then, oh, boy, you're an expert. No, I just know this. I don't know everything. And so Brady's one of those guys that wants to drink in the knowledge.
Well, he's going to have to do a lot of drinking because his girlfriend is going to have to put up with a lot of adjustments.
All right, so pour the highballs. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. The one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and so much more, NCIS, Fred Dreyer with us here today. And we're talking about the retirement of Tom Brady. Everybody thought maybe he's going to San Francisco, maybe he's not.
He's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
He's going home, maybe.
Let's go, if we can, here to the chat room and see what we got. A lot of people want to talk to you, Fred. Let's see. Who's got what to say to you? We have, a lot of people here today. It's at Facebook Live. You can go in and get in the chat room. Also, you can email freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Katrina says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn. This is Katrina from Birmingham, Alabama, saying hello to you, Fred.
Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Lee says, hi from Cleveland. We got Nikki. Hope you're going well. Greetings from Nebraska. We got Kathy out in your old stomping grounds, Lawndale, California.
Beautiful. That's where I was raised as a kid.
Yep. Rachel is saying, hello, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn. I'm here listening to you both on CRN Digital Talk radio show from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, everybody's in Birmingham.
Yeah, we got some people
there.
There
must be something going on there, Mike.
Kathy says, so glad they are thinking about going back to three quarterbacks. That would have helped the 49ers, and they needed that help.
Indeed they did. It's a little bit too late, though, during the game to realize when some guy comes running down the sideline and tells the coach, we're out of quarterbacks.
That's right. That's good. Now, Pamela says, our photographer here on the show, she says, Garrett Morris, who played Sporty James,
yep,
on, was it 28 episodes of Hunter? From 1986 to 1989, is 86 years old today. The scenes you did together were always first rate. Any thoughts, Fred?
Thank you for reminding me about this. Garrett was a real good guy,
right.
And he did a fantastic job for us, filling in that little spot, and he made something out of it. You know, writers come up with little ideas that can help whenever they need a story to get a kickstart in a certain
right.
direction. They add on a character, and it's usually not a good idea to add on characters to solve script problems. But they did that in Garrett Morris's case, and it worked out beautifully because he was such a pro.
All right, more comments here in our chat room. We got Chris says, halfway through the 22 episodes of Land's End, pretty good series. Love the scenery of Cabo, and especially love your wardrobe. Great colorful shirts, very handsome.
So oh, thank you.
That's
yeah,
that's a female Chris.
That was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up. We had to get down there and have a lot of fun with everything.
Maggie says, hello, handsome guys from Dallas, Texas. Fred, I love watching you and Hunter, especially in your tight jeans.
Oh.
Okay.
That's police doing police work. It's a special way.
Rachel says, please, can you get Stephanie Kramer back on the show with you guys. Are we working to do that, Fred?
What are we doing?
Trying to get Stephanie Kramer back on?
Well, we can do that. Just make a phone call and see if she's available. That's all.
By the way, Nikki says it's going to be interesting to see how the refs work during the Super Bowl.
So, or not.
Yeah. Let's see. Lori says, hello from Iowa. Enjoyed the longer daylight. Yeah, it's getting every day lighter. Katrina says, I enjoy watching your show, Hunter, with my mom, Rachel. So, and Katrina also says, you've got two fans out here from Birmingham, Alabama, me and my mom, Rachel. So that's why we're getting
How many Birmingham, Alabama residents do we have?
I think we have two.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, I think we got just two.
I doubled up on one.
Yeah, and so we have that taken care of. All right, so we took care of this whole Tom Brady thing. By the way, you and I saw the movie Top Gun with Tom Cruise. You know he was shut out with not getting a Best Actor nomination?
Are the nominations out now?
Yeah, and he didn't get one.
He didn't get one?
Yep.
Well, what does that tell you?
Yep. So there you have it. Now
they got all this animated stuff now. They got put up for awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, also, the game on Sunday between Kansas City, the Chiefs, and the Cincinnati Bengals. And plenty of Chiefs fans were melting down over the Super Bowl officiating assignment and a game they hadn't even reached yet. Well, apparently Bengals fans are even more a little upset. The controversial calls in that game got people really wound up a little bit. In the second half, especially, the Bengals sideline was a state of disbelief when the Chiefs were given a mulligan on a third down play because an official tried to stop the play before the snap. Do we know why that official wanted to stop the play? Was it ever told to us why?
No.
I don't think so.
Like many things.
Yeah.
How about the gaffe that the one player made, the one Cincinnati Bengal player made? Pushing Mahomes down on the ground.
Yeah, that was after that play, and instead of them still holding him on the fourth down, they got a penalty, and they go and get that first down. And they say, well, they didn't score from it. Yeah, but it changes the whole momentum in your mind. If you've got these things going and you stop them on the fourth down, it helps your team just to kind of build up that charge, don't you think?
I hate seeing my teammates make those types of mistakes.
Yeah. What do you think when you see that? It's terrible, right?
I feel bad for them, and I feel bad for us. And it's not the type of thing that you're proud of when the game is over with, and you have to sit on that and eat that for an entire year.
Yeah.
And to lose, to have something like that play so vividly in your mind in the off season is just not good.
There was also that that weak pass interference call against Mike Hilton that extended the Chiefs' drive, and so anyway, I hate to see games with any kind of controversy like that, especially when it comes from some non-teammate or whatever from an official.
Well, you know, you can usually trace it back down to human errors, number one. But you can pass it off on to the lack of what they call finishing your play. You know, if you're going to tackle somebody, make you're sure that you understand what the hell you're doing when you tackle them.
So finishing your play is what you want to do, is know what you're going to do. Don't hit that quarterback.
Well, I don't know how many times I ran and chased somebody down to the sideline. I could see that, you know, if I'm looking at a guy, if I'm from me to you, and I'm running full speed to tackle him, this guy, and I can see he's headed out of bounds, at some point in time I got to think there's no reason for me to hit him. I'll just pull off a little bit and kind of coast on in while he steps out of bounds, and that way there's no harm, no foul.
Do you think there are more stupid mistakes made nowadays with the game than back in your playing day, or was it about the same?
Well, that's not easy to say.
I know.
But there's a lot of stupid people playing the game today, and there's a lot of stupid coaches.
Emotion gets into it, and they just charge in, and next
thing
you know, penalty.
They don't think. You know? And that's a human problem, not so much a football problem, but – you know, when you give stupid people a football uniform, look out.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, the talks about that going on, and that was, I hate having a little black cloud over that game. Now, the Dolphins, they have said that their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, is clearing concussion protocols now. So
yeah,
I guess he's going to be able to come back and play, you know, next season, hopefully.
Well, let's hope he's well. And I would push, since as I'm starting up my meetings with Dr. Krause down in Irvine, University of Irvine, with my concussion stuff.
She does concussion therapy.
My stuff.
Yeah, you your know. Stuff.
And I've getting my brain mapped, getting a look at how I'm behaving as I age, as I get older. You know, I'm not playing sports. I'm not playing contact sports. But I do know that the one thing that they should be doing, if I was a player today in any sport, I would be at the end of every – if I took a blow to the head in one of my games, I'm right. playing 17 of them, I would make sure that on my day off I got my brain looked at.
Yeah.
I want to get a record of what my brain waves are doing, my brain mapping, and then I'll hold on to that and come back and see if it's corrected itself while I'm playing. It's very critical to understand.
That's interesting. You're
right. It's very critical to understand what's going on. And I've had concussions in games where I just ignored the fact that I don't need to take a look at it because I can, you know, put my shoes on. It's good to know that you have an opportunity with this technology and the availability of brain mapping to make sure that you're really taking care of yourself, because nobody honestly is taking care of you. Nobody
exactly.
cares about your brain more than you do, and if there is, I'd like to know who it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. You got to take care of yourself and make sure you follow up on things. All right, lots of news today. Lots of good things talking about. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some coaching changes in the NFL. And also, I know a big fun game that you love a lot, the Pro Bowl. We'll talk about that. There's some controversy. A brewing maybe about the Pro Bowl game. That's going to be, by the way, this weekend, I think, on this
God,
this Sunday.
I sure hope I'm home.
12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern.
You want
to come over to the house and we'll sit there and have a hot dog?
Maybe smoke a cigar on the veranda?
That's it. Watch the Pro Bowl.
And say, oh, gee, he almost grabbed his flag. Oh, I'm giving it away.
Good old flags. They're good. We'll be right back with you here.
Flag football.
Sports Lounge from CRN, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM. We'll be back.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
You might get wireless data everywhere, but do you have to use it all the time? if that's not really you, this track phone. You can get the same nationwide 5G coverage as big carriers, but you pick a plan that you need for a lot less. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $15 a month, no contract. And now you can get the Samsung Galaxy A03s for just $49.99. Track phone. Now you're in control. While supplies last, 1 month equals 30 days. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? How do you do?
Formerly from the Los Angeles Rams, briefly with the New England Patriots, and started his career with the New York Giants. Now, the Broncos, they need some help. They had a terrible season this year, and so they've been poaching a coach. They got the Denver Broncos agreed this week a trade. They're trading for a coach from the New Orleans Saints. Sean Payton is going to be the 19th head coach in franchise history for the Broncos. And the Saints are going to receive in return the Broncos' 2023 first-round pick. That's number 29 overall. And the 2024 second-round pick for Sean Payton. What do you think of this move?
Sean Payton is an excellent football coach.
Yeah.
And he's an established head coach.
Yep.
Provides an awful lot of leadership. Understands what to do with the football, both defensively and offensively. He's got a lot of support in the community, the coaching community, ownership community, and certainly when players play for him. They also are inheriting a lot of respect that he has as a player's coach. You know, you hear that term a lot. He's a player's coach, where the coach really likes the players, and you know, it's been interpreted over the years as coaches that don't yell at their players. You know, and he's a player's coach, and he's really the type of a guy that won't yell at you, and he's on your side. He backs you up to the press, and he'll step forward and speak for you if you have to, and all these other things.
How the Chargers coach survived not getting fired, and they got rid of the defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, somebody. The Chargers still have their same coach.
Yeah, well, they still have the same owner, which is
Fred goes even deeper. Very
well,
good,
that's
Fred.
Where it all is. You know?
All right, that's good. Now,
if I saw in your backyard, which I have an occasion,
you have gone back there.
If I've seen a dead plant,
yes,
I'd say, gee,
what are you doing, Mike?
I'd say, gee, somebody better give this plant some water.
Yes,
and then I'd say, Mike, is there any reason you're not giving water? And so it comes down to, you know, who's in charge of the water?
Yeah. Well, L.A. Department of Water and Power,
yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes, that's exactly
Boy,
right.
I had the Christmas lights on. Oh, that was a dismal month.
Unbelievable.
A lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, that's a big bill.
It is. Now, let's go take a look over here. We have Chris says on Tom Brady, just to get you an update, too late for Tom Brady's marriage. He and his wife divorced a couple of months ago. That's what I thought. And he decided to return to football after they both agreed he would quit the first time. So she got rid of him. There you go. And so he's out now. I don't know. He's got a girlfriend from what I understand. So also some comments here about you. A lot of people say they've watched The Return of Hunter. Everyone Walks in L.A. was made in 1995. And then Hunter's Return to Justice, 2002, and Hunter Back in Force, 2003. I love these movies. I think we need another one. I think we need Hunter. Reel him in for another time. I think you should be like, you know, the late, great Raymond Burr, I thought was one of the great
actors.
Oh,
he's good. He's good, Raymond.
And I'm thinking maybe we get an old police van, set it up for you with monitor screens and everything like that. Have your car in there so you can just roll the back up, jump in the car, and you take off. And I think we should have Return of Hunter. What do you think?
What did that have to do with
it? Just a thought. I'm trying to be creative and maybe write a new series.
Yeah, yeah. Lose that idea.
Okay, we'll lose the idea.
But that show is tucked away on what's the name of the
movies?
Roku? Not Roku.
Yeah, Roku.
Is it on Roku?
Yeah, I'm sure they're on Roku.
Yeah, yeah, we're on Roku.
Rachel, let us know where you can see those movies, or Nikki, if you want to. It's Return of Hunter. Everyone walks in L.A. Hunter Return to Justice. And
those were good movies.
Back and forth. I want to see them.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a new movie coming out, according to Nikki, and we've all heard about this, called 80 for Brady, and Tom Brady is in it. Oh, maybe he's going to take up acting. What do you think?
No, he's terrible.
Yeah.
But who else is even worse is Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that Ghost?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I have.
Don't lie to me.
I have.
Have you seen
Seen Jane Fonda. I think it's her. I'm not quite sure.
Death mask?
I think it's her. Maybe if we got a DNA sample.
You think it's her?
I think so. Now, Bruce is getting a hold of us here, and Bruce says, hey, great show. He loves it. Now, here's a question for you. When you're watching a football game, and I'd like to know this as well.
Who's asking this?
This is Nikki. What's your favorite snack while you're watching a football game?
Roasted almonds.
Roasted almonds? I would go with roasted almonds, yeah. Salted, right?
Salted roasted almonds.
Even though they're not good for us, we do like
it. As a matter of fact, I have some here in my bag that help chew it later.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, also, what do we have here? Teresa is saying that we're doing great. We thank you. She says, hey, Mr. Dreyer and Mr. Mike Horn, it's been a very cold week here in Marshall, Texas.
Oh.
It's been in the 30s. Hey, we just had a guy on our What's Cooking Today show, Teresa, in Marshall, Texas, I think. They got some kind of a wood pit barbecue place there that's been around for like 50 years or something. And we had the chef on.
That's not a long time.
Well, it's pretty long, 50 years. Come on.
Clancy's Restaurant in Hawthorne.
How long has it been around?
About 83.
Yeah. So every once in a while, Clancy just sits down on a rocker, and then they reopen it. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you want to talk to Fred, you can get him on the chat room. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Now, also, let's get to this topic here, because the Texans have hired DeMarco Ryans as their head coach. So he's going to be there. He's the San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator. But the Pro Bowl, they're saying... there's a controversy now. Time to be done with the Pro Bowl. What do you think about this?
Well, the Pro Bowl is a joke, and it's always been very, very suspicious on how people get to be voted onto the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, over the years, it's just, I don't usually go back and talk about myself. But on these instances, there were a couple of years there that I should have been on that team.
And you weren't.
And I was not.
Yeah.
And
because they want to get people from different teams.
Well, I don't know the reasoning.
Yeah, right.
But the fact is that, a lot of people, their careers are, they manage their careers in a special way to where they get paid if they're on an all-pro team, on an all-star team, if they're on... on these teams,
right?
And once they're on the teams, if they can block a punt, they get paid. So it's a way of getting people money. And if you're going to if you're not going to treat it as the high priority that it is, you might as well get rid of it. And this is what they're doing now. It's a joke, actually, that they've turned the Pro Bowl into a flag football lunchtime.
Come on.
It's terrible. It's an embarrassment.
They've done the same thing to the All-Star game in baseball. Nobody cares if you win or not anymore. Come on.
And they come up and they fake bunting and they, then they all, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. All right, we got our photographer, Pamela, we mentioned earlier. She has sent us some photos. We'll talk to you radio people through them. This is from 1989, and she's talking about an episode of Hunter called Partners. It was a well-written, well-acted episode, she says, an intriguing script with hard-hitting subjects like the killing of an NIS officer, mm-hmm. the smuggling of illegal aliens, and a police officer hiding her abusive marriage. Sounds like modern day stuff here in this thing. You took it right there and got it going. Mm-hmm. There's a lighthearted ending, she said, which was very much needed, and this was perfect. And she said, after the difficult case is solved, Hunter and McCall talk about their colleagues' partnership. And I guess it starts out with McCall says that they're very lucky to be partners. And so we have a picture of McCall smiling at you. You're seated across from her.
That's a nice picture. That's a nice study of
Stephanie.
Her.
Yeah, we're going to post this at the Sports Lounge on demand. She says, McCall says we're very lucky to be partners. And then you, in your role as Hunter, you chime back in and you say, just like a couple of other partners I know. And so you come over there and you answer that back. And Hunter says, no, not us. They're having a film festival. So, here you got Hunter talking about this and Stephanie reacting to you and this kind of thing going back and forth. And it's amazing here the way you guys are working together.
Did you see the bottles of wine I have?
Yeah, they're very good. I see that. You're holding them because what happens is Hunter says, no, not us, Abbott and Costello. They're having a film festival at the Hurley Theater. Come on, let's get out of here. And he holds up not only two tickets, but you've got, like, what, two bottles of wine wrapped under your elbow.
We're going to chug it.
What's that all about?
In the movie theater, we're going to chug it.
What is that all about? And then and Stephanie goes ahead and sees the tickets, and she looks at him kind of with a stunned look on her face. And the rest, I guess, is history here in the show. And very cute with great expressions by you and Stephanie. And you're holding the wine. You got your thumb up. You're ready to go. Did you guys end up going to that Abbott and Costello Festival?
Sure.
You did? Yeah. She says, Pamela wants to know if you were really an Abbott and Costello fan, were you?
I loved Abbott and Costello.
Me too.
And I met Costello.
Lou Costello?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, I didn't, because he was dead in 1950.
Could have been Bud Abbott then.
Might have been Bud Abbott.
Bud Abbott outlived him, I know that.
Yeah, well, Bud Abbott was... all these guys, they weren't necessarily friends.
Well, Pamela says, I remember watching this show and some of the movies as a kid. Later, it was shocking to learn both gentlemen had sword pass and were investigated by the FBI. Did you know that?
Yeah, that puts them okay in my book.
Apparently, Bud Abbott was investigated for pornography. Both of them were New Jersey natives. Both wanted a performer's life. Both worked in burlesque. They didn't know each other when they were growing up. They joined forces in 1936, launched their routines on the vaudeville circuit. 1940s had a kids' radio show in 1940. From 40 to 55, they did about over 12 films and later a TV series.
Yeah, they did. They were as good together as you can get.
Yeah, later they were on the FBI's radar. Apparently, Lou Costello had a collection of movies that he would show on occasion. He hired a couple of prostitutes for a film promotion. Now, I don't know if he hired them for him. It was for a film promotion.
How about that?
But apparently the FBI was looking into things at that time.
They wanted those tapes for themselves.
Yeah. Well, and they said that when he would show the films, like guys like Red Skelton would show up or whatever. I mean, these people are doing stuff in their off hours here.
Hey, listen, it's free country.
Yeah.
And God bless them. Of the two entities,
yes.
Would you say that Abbott and Costello is much more trustworthy than the FBI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
There you have it.
And especially these days.
There you have it.
And I loved Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, my all-time favorite.
I love
film.
Sid Fields.
Yeah, they were all just great.
Sid Fields was fabulous.
And Costello, I guess there's a guy who's the wine guy, connoisseur at one of these Trader Joe's or whatever around here, and he's a cousin of Lou Costello. So anyway, two good guys. Let's think of them in a good way and take a break and come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back in the sports loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Any other final
flag
comments?
Flag football expert.
Yes,
believe me, if
are.
I were playing in that game, I would have so many flags.
Pro Bowl coming up Sunday. Don't forget, 12 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, you want to make sure you get a good seat.
3
you
Eastern.
You don't want to miss anything.
Charles chimed in here in our chat and says, I also find myself using lines from Hunter. The episode Everybody Walks, he says, I'm talking about the one where the guy refers to you as a disease in the show.
Who does?
Some crook who says, Hunter, you're a disease.
I'm the disease,
yeah.
And I'm the cure.
That's it. Now, final thought here on the show. A high school basketball game is a 22-year-old coach coaching the team and 13-year-old players, and one of the 13-year-old players can't make the game. During a game last week, Asha Boykins, who works for the Churchland High School in Portsmouth, Virginia, reportedly suited up for the JV team on January 21st against Nassamond River while one of their players was out of town for a club tournament. And so following the discovery of the ruse and an investigation, a Portsmouth Public Schools spokesperson reportedly said the JV and varsity girls teams decided to not continue their seasons after a meeting between Churchland officials and their parents, and the coach, I guess, has been fired.
For what reason?
Because she impersonated a 13-year-old girl to take her spot on the basketball team. So, you know, don't they have any backups?
I don't get it.
She impersonated the 13-year-old girl who wasn't there. The coach suited up and acted like she was a 13-year-old girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she a ringer?
Probably. Anyway, the team's season is over.
Oh,
so is the show, by the way. But we'll be back next week. That's the good news. So if you miss anything, please log on to our website, Sports Lounge On Demand. Fred Dreyer Sports Lounge On Demand. Check it out. It's the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer is our podcast. You can check that out as well, too. Download our cell phone app on your smartphone. Dial #250 and then hit send like it's a phone call.
Oh, let me write that down.
#250, hit send. When the call's answered, they'll ask you for a keyword. You say CRN, you get our app. Okay, follow Fred. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yeah. Right.
Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, you've hogged all the time, but I am going to say this. This is February 1st. We've got 11 more months of 2023.